Hello? What? Blindfolded? Hold on. Let me loosen your gag so I can understand you. That's okay. Just take some deep breaths. Untie you. The trouble is, I don't know why you're here. I mean, it isn't every day that a girl comes across a man tied up and blindfolded. Presumably someone has tied you up for a reason. And you're bigger than I am. I think I need to hear a little more about why you're here before I let you go. But why would they prank you like... Never mind. I will never understand the things that groups of men think it's funny to do to one another. So, they grabbed you in the alley outside the bar, blindfolded you, brought you here, and tied you to this... Oh, of course. You can't see what you're tied to, can you? Well, it's sturdy. I have to give them credit for that. There's absolutely no way that you're getting free without help. If you don't mind me asking, why are your pants around your ankles? No, I get that you can't pull them up with your hands tied, but how did they get there? Oh. So that's what you were doing in the alley outside the bar. That's kind of gross. I did not have you down as the kind of guy who goes for a piss in an alley. Oh, only after a couple of drinks. I'm not sure that's any kind of excuse. Yes, I'm sure this has sobered you up. I don't think I do want to let you go. I'm rather enjoying the sight of you down there. Oh no. Shh. Don't struggle. You'll hurt yourself. Now, I think we need to address some of the choices which have led you to being in this situation. So, how can we make this memorable for you? The thing is, we aren't entirely unacquainted. Yes, that probably is why my voice sounds familiar. And I know enough about you to suspect that, underneath that scowl, you're rather enjoying being at the mercy of a mystery woman. So, think hard and then tell me. Do you want me to let you go, or shall we see if I can't help you learn a little self-discipline? Maybe you'll think twice before getting yourself into this position again. I'm so glad you feel that way. But, since this may be the only time I ever have you completely at my mercy, I think I'd like you to address me a little more politely. Ma'am will be fine. That's better. So, now I just have to decide what to do with you. So many delicious possibilities with you so helpless to resist. Do you like my fingertips running through your hair? Tickling your neck? And what about my breath tickling your neck? Wow. You're really hard. Those boxes actually look pretty uncomfortable now. Shame. Hmm. I'm going to unbutton your shirt, slip my hand inside, and run my nails gently over your chest. Your nipples are so hard when I gently scrape over them. Your warm skin feels amazing. Oh, you look so frustrated. Those moans are doing all sorts of interesting things to me. I almost want to take pity on you and reach down, gently pull back this waistband. But why should I do all the hard work? This is supposed to be a lesson for you. I could let one of your hands free, but you haven't worked out who I am, and I'm not sure that I want you to know just yet. You really want that cock set free, don't you? Yes, ma'am. I like the way you're saying that now. Do you think that you could exercise some self-control if I let your hand free? Can you be a good boy for me? If you so much as think about moving that blindfold or touching me without my permission, you will regret it very quickly. You won't know, will you? Good boy. Here we are. Rest your wrist against me. Let me rub it for you. It must be sore. Yes, those are my breasts. Does that feel good? Okay. I want you to reach down, move your boxes, and get yourself out. No stroking. Just show yourself to me. Now you can start stroking. Let me show you how. I'll put my hand over yours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Keep that rhythm up for me. I'm going to slip my dress off my shoulders and get my tits out. Oh, they're so close to your face, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'll have to squeeze them and roll my nipples between my fingers. Myself. Wow. They look pretty hot pushed up over my dress like this. Maybe I should make you stop touching yourself and touch me instead. Oh, that pain look on your face. Maybe I'll just lean forwards. Yes, you can keep stroking. And brush my tits over the head of your cock like this. Oh, that felt really good. I'm just gonna stay here, right in front of you, and I want you to stroke however feels good to you. And I want you to come on my tits. Mm. They're right here in front of your cock. All pushed up over my dress. Just waiting for you to come on them. Yeah. Keep going. That's it. I'm gonna just lean in and kiss your chest. Does that feel good? Going faster now. Yes, I think you're enjoying yourself. I'm going to count down from 10. And I want you to work as hard as you can. And when I get to 0, I want you to come all over me. I want you to come all over my tits. 10. Yeah, that's it. Keep going. 9. 8. Look at you so hard. 7. 6. Oh, I see you trying your best. God, your balls are drawing up. You're getting close. 5. 4. Oh, I'm leaning right in. Can you feel my breath on you? 3, 2, 1, 0. Come for me. Come on my tits. Oh, I want your load on my tits now. That's it. Good boy. Oh yeah. Oh, that's my very good boy. Oh wow. Judging by the amount, I think you really enjoyed that. Oh. Wow. God, it's all over me. I'm gonna scoop this up with my finger. Yeah. Very good boy. Now, give me the edge of your shirt. I'm going to just clean myself off. And I want you to take that hand that's free and tuck it behind your back. And then I'm going to tuck my tits back into my dress and kiss you. You did such a good job. Now, you're going to stay there, and I'm going to walk away. And if you move that blindfold, this will never happen again. But if you stay here like a good boy, there might be a pleasant surprise in your future. You can let yourself free once you can no longer hear the sound of my heels.